When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to the Auburn Express.
What's up in War Eagle War Report family? It's your guy Ike Jones, and we're back with another morning drop. And today we are continuing to talk a little bit about potential people entering the transfer portal for the Auburn Tigers. We'll flip it over to the defensive side and talk about it. Let's get into it. Y'all know how we do right here, War Report style. Let's drop it on them.
You are now listening to the War Report.
Morning Drop. It is April the 9th, a Tuesday, and we are here talking a little Auburn football, and we're talking about the transfer portal. Hopefully everybody's doing all right. Yesterday we talked about offensive players that I felt like could potentially hit the transfer portal. Today we'll flip it over and talk about defensive players. I'm going to give you three names here that I think could potentially hit the transfer portal. Just as in yesterday, listen, I don't have any intel about anybody telling me they plan on hitting the portal. This isn't me doing anything other than just kind of looking at the trajectory of where things are going and where things could potentially land with some guys, and looking at what opportunities may exist out there for them in furthering their collegiate careers as football players and saying, hey, maybe this guy will entertain looking at the portal. I could be right on all three or all six at this point in time after I give you my three names from today, or I could be wrong about all of them. This isn't me trying to go out here and necessarily predict anything. Well, it is a predictive thing, but again, this isn't intel, though. Well, I want to be clear about that. I haven't heard anything about someone definitely going to the portal. Reading tea leaves here and seeing if we can predict some outcomes. But let's get over here into the defensive side of things and talk about the transfer portal potentials here for Auburn University. First and foremost, for the guys who could potentially hit the transfer portal for Auburn, I want to start the conversation, as I did yesterday, with someone that's a little more obvious. I think a lot of people might assume could potentially hit the portal, and that's Wesley Steiner. Wesley Steiner is a guy who has been at Auburn his entire career. He's been a part of the linebacking core, has not been a super productive guy. He's been in and out of the lineup as far as being able to get snaps. And he saw really his snaps take a significant decline year over year going into last season. And I don't think that that's going to get any better with Austin Keys being healthy right now. As of right now, being a healthy player, you're definitely going to have a situation where you have Eugene Asante coming back into this lineup. And with the way that, Mousy coming over from the transfer portal from Duke, I think that you are in a position where Wesley Steiner's minutes could see even more decline absent of injuries happening, especially considering the fact that you've got some dynamic freshmen out there that are proving to be, from a physicality standpoint, able to go out there and perform. What they've shown in A-Day is that, hey, man, maybe they are ready to be in that second wave of defenders that's ready to come in the linebacking core. Everybody's talking about the athleticism of DeMarcus Riddick. The same thing can be said about DJ Barber. You've got guys that are freshmen that could come in and pay dividends immediately for this Auburn football team from that linebacking position. And that, to me, says for a guy who has limited eligibility left in Wesley Steiner, maybe the transfer portal is the best way to potentially go out there and get playing time immediately. Very smart, very physical, fast basketball player. His athleticism is without question, but I just am not sure that he's got a place to be able to get a lot of playing time unless some guys either just don't pan out or there are going to be situations where injuries occur. And, from a depth perspective, he could definitely be helpful for this team. I just am not sure that he's going to be a guy that's going to play a lot of significant minutes as it stands right now. So I would look and say, hey, he's potentially a guy who could hit the transfer portal from that linebacker room. All right. Let's continue that march down, and we're going to stay right there in the linebacker room. And this is one that I personally am not happy to even say this name because I think that he's done a lot of good things. And again, because I don't have any intel about this, I'm not saying that he is going to do this. I do like the name's Robert Whittier, by the way. But he is a guy who I think has had a lot of struggles getting onto the field. He's you know, dropped some weight. He looks really lean. I mean, he almost looked like a safety out there during A-Day. I like what he's done to transform his body and his ability to come out here and be a little bit more quick. That was, I think, the biggest thing that he just had not been able to do for himself is figure out how to be faster, right? The speed of the game in the SEC or at this level at collegiate football just seemed like it was a little much for what Robert Woodyard was capable of doing last season. He's done a good job of getting into a better place now. So I'm not as confident on that one because I do think that he's a guy who would want to stay in and fight for his spot. But now that he has leaned his body up a little bit, maybe he's more attractive to someone in the transfer portal than he would have been, especially considering what he was as far as a recruit coming out of high school. So you put that together with his kind of reshaped body, and maybe he has more suitors that could look into him out of the transfer portal. The issue I think that Robert Woodyard would have over a Wesley Steiner is that he just doesn't have enough tape out there of him playing in actual games. I think to land him at a P5 program that would allow him to come in and really compete for a starting spot immediately. He could go to a G5, maybe a lower P5 that just really needs the talent that he could bring in. But I just don't see that being an immediate place for him to be able to go right now in the transfer portal. I think he'd have some work to do to get to a place to really compete for a starting spot. And as I said, in the case with Wesley Steiner, really once you get past, you know, the three more senior guys, and I think all three of them are seniors when you talk about Mousy, Asante, and then Keys in the linebacker room, you're dealing with freshmen essentially after that in that linebacker room. So Robert Woodyard would be a guy who I think just from having had a little bit more time in the collegiate program could factor in a little bit more, and the lack of tape wouldn't be a detriment to him in that scenario, because I do think Wesley Steiner's tape hurts him a little bit from what he's put on film. It's like you wonder how much he can actually progress over what he's shown on film. And Robert Woodyard, I think, is more of a green field that you could potentially see coming out there and making some impact in regard to making some headway in regard to being able to actually improve his stock within that room. So again, he's a name that I have there, but it's not one that I'm super confident on. But I do think that Robert Woodyard has a place for Auburn, and hopefully he sticks around. And I don't, want anybody to transfer. I'm not out here lobbying for anybody to transfer, but I would be a little bit more disappointed in Robert Woodyard leaving just because I think his potential is very high. And he's really getting himself into a place where his physical stature and size is more fitting for what would be the case for an SEC linebacker. So looking forward to seeing what could potentially happen right there with Robert Woodyard. All right. It's that time that we give the shout out. Once again, it is time to talk about the folks over at Manscaped. Before I get over into my final name here, I definitely want to give a shout out to Manscaped. They are the sponsor of today's Morning Drop. If you didn't hear yesterday when we were talking about this, it is National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, and Manscaped is really doing a good job of trying to get the word out about that. They partnered with the Testicular Cancer Society to help spread awareness for men's health and early cancer detection, and they've asked us to help get the word out as well. So make sure you head over to manscaped.com/TCS to learn how to check yourself for signs of cancer. And as always, you can use promo code RAPPORT for 20% off and free shipping for products there from Manscaped. With this in mind, you can perform a simple routine self-checks at home while enjoying Manscaped products you use every day, like the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. It makes sense, right? We use products daily to trim and maintain our boys down there. And now it's a good opportunity to go out and go down and make sure that you're checking on the boys to make sure that they're okay. Not just grooming, but make sure that their health is doing all right. You got the dual LED spotlights to help you achieve better visibility and making every trim more precise and hassle-free. Don't like making a mess? Well, this thing is waterproof. Shave in the shower, in the bath, or in the ocean, right? You can go take it out there. If you are on vacation, you know, you can go out there. I wouldn't do it in a hotel pool or anything like that. But yeah, listen, if you're out there in the ocean, it's not going to be a big deal. If you're doing it in the shower, by doing it, I mean shaving in the shower, put something on the drain to cover up. Make sure you don't have all that hair going down the drain. You know, that's a nasty clog that you don't want to have to deal with. Anyway, I'm off the subject. Manscaped out there making sure that we can take care of the boys, not just groom them, but make sure that everything is all right. So go to manscaped.com/TCS for the Testicular Cancer Society. And we want to raise that awareness this month. They'll be donating $50,000 to the society. And you can help towards that goal just by going and purchasing products. So make sure you head there, manscaped.com. 20% off when you use code REPORT.
War Report family, you are listening to The Morning Drop, where we talk about the most recent and relevant Auburn sports news. We broadcast live from the War Report's YouTube channel on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 Central Time. You're welcome to come watch it live, but the live chat is reserved for our YouTube channel members only. So come on by, become a member, and get active in the best Auburn sports community on the webs. We'll be right back after we pay a couple bills. Thanks for sticking around through the ad break. Now here's the rest of your morning drop.
All right, let's get back over into the conversation. Again, you are here watching The Morning Drop with your guy, Ike Jones. Thank you so much for those who continue to support us in our effort to get the word out about Auburn sports. If you haven't already, go ahead and like this video. Share the content, whether you're out there listening on podcasts or you're watching here on YouTube. And make sure that you are subscribed to the channel or you have your notifications turned on and you have yourself ready for whenever the podcasts go live. But let's get into the final name here. Again, talking transfer portal for Auburn sports, particularly the Auburn football team, and we are focusing on the defensive portal. Three names I've already given you, two of them in Wesley Steiner, Robert Woodyard. Third name here that I have is Caleb Wooden. Caleb Wooden, another guy who, again, I haven't heard any intel on. I actually think that he's got a good chance of getting into the two deep because he has a little bit more experience. But what one thing that I have known for so far in the Hugh Freeze tenure is that he is really leaning into the idea that he wants to get his younger guys exposure and out there. And you know, a lot of people have said this for the quarterback position. I think it is very something that people need to take a note of in the defensive back room. He needs to get these young guys out there and playing, and he may decide he wants to take his lumps with some younger guys in the safety room. You went and got some experience in Jaron Thompson to bring in to tutor in that space, and you've got some young guys with a lot of talent. You got, you know, a Laquan Robinson that came in from JUCO that could come in and help you out, who's played at least some collegiate ball, hasn't played at this level, but, you know, has a lot of talent there. And heard some good things about some of the younger guys in that room. Sylvester Smith and Terrence Love jump out there for me. CJ Johnson as well. And he may want to try to mix some of those guys in. And Caleb Wooden could decide, hey, I don't want to split reps as much as you know, is going to be asked of me this season. You know, he's a junior now. Maybe he wants to go somewhere where he can be the guy. And I'm not sure that that's going to be the case right now at Auburn. Again, this isn't me saying I think Caleb Wooden is supremely talented. He's a guy that I had been looking for to have breakout opportunities, and it just hadn't ever really come around. You know, with the departure earlier this spring, earlier this spring of guys like Donovan Kaufman and Marquise Gilbert pre-spring, I think that that lessens the probability that Caleb Wooden would be on this list, but it's still a potential out there. And I'm going to be completely honest with you. I needed three names, and I was struggling to come up with a third. Actually had some other names that were potentially on there, and I kind of just, you know, Caleb was the other guy that I was looking at and kind of reading the room and saying, okay, maybe he's a guy who's going to try to test the waters out here and see if the transfer portal has any options for him that could be, again, a little bit more playing time for him guaranteed in that two deep rotation at the safety spot. So We'll see what comes of it. But those are the three names that I have. As always, down in the comment section, you guys did a really good job of this yesterday. Give me the people that you have in mind, and I would love to hear your thoughts on it. Not just names, but why. I really want to kind of get into the why, because some of the names y'all were throwing out, I was just like, okay, that's good. I know, hey, but why? Why do you say what you're saying? Why are those guys that you're thinking will hit the portal? Because I just want to see what the reasoning is that you have. And I'd love to have that conversation with y'all. So make sure you give me that right down there in the comment section. Or you can hit me up on Twitter, and you can do that, TWR Ike Jones on Twitter. That's it, man. I'm out of here. Really quick morning drop today, talking a little bit about the transfer portal. Looking forward to seeing how all of this. We are under a week away from people being able to officially declare for the transfer portal. So a lot of these what ifs are going to start to materialize, and we'll start to see who are some of the people Auburn will target in the transfer portal as well. And maybe we'll talk about that a little bit in the coming week as well. Members, once again, keep your notifications on. Your boy Ike Jones is going to be giving you some film review from A-Day, so make sure you are locked in with that. If you're over on podcast, come over to the YouTube channel, and we'll hook you up with some stuff if you are a member of the Green Name Gang. Once again, the morning drop is always brought to you by the good folks at the Rogue Shop. Make sure you head over to rogueshop.com. Use code RAPPORT for America's number one online dispensary. You get a little something off when you use that code, and that is the Rogue Shop. Sleep, stress, pain, anxiety relief. They've got something right there for you. Make sure you head over there. And listen, if you haven't already, please like this video. Subscribe to the channel before you get out of here. Share the content with somebody. We'll be back at you with another morning drop tomorrow, talking a little bit more Auburn sports. But until then, and as always, War Eagle. Drop! Drop!